Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Homosexual leaders and scholars admit that homosexuality is not unchangeable. In other words, that it is something that changes. It can and does change. Hi, I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber to talk about this issue. Matt, you know, we hear from this homosexual agenda with regards to same-sex marriage and others, and sometimes it's repeated glibly without any serious research by judges, that homosexuality is unchangeable, that you're born that way, that in fact it is part of who you are, and therefore it's like skin color, which is nonsense. There's never been any studies that show that you're born that way. Consequently, there's studies that are actually the opposite. The twin studies do not show that you're born that way. The twin studies show that it is more environmental or learned. And now there's other scholars or feminist or homosexual leaders that are coming out and specifically saying so, what we've been saying for many years.
Well, that's right. That's why bans against change therapy, like the ones Liberty Counsel is fighting in California and New Jersey and elsewhere around the country, that this is just proof that, again, that they're completely political in nature, these bans, and have nothing to do with what's in the best interest of a patient or a counselor or those seeking therapy, those with unwanted same-sex attractions. And Matt, you know, when the homosexual activist thinks that no one is looking, they're happy to acknowledge that, quote, sexuality is fluid. And that's an exact quote from GLSEN, the Gay, Lesbian, Straight Education Network, that has a seminar for teenagers where they use this Klein scale of sexual orientation. This is just one example where they acknowledge this, Matt, and listen to this. Quote, a homosexual may change to a bisexual or heterosexual identity, close quote. Well, we know that to be the case anecdotally from untold thousands of people who have left the homosexual lifestyle behind. But here we even have GLSEN admitting that, the Gay, Lesbian, Straight Education Network, in spite of their political agenda to try to convince everyone that they are, quote, born that way.
Yeah, you know, here's Camille Paglia. She is a feminist scholar and a lesbian, and she writes in her books, her book, Vamps and Tramps. She says, responsible scholarship is impossible when rational discourse is being policed by stormtroopers who have the absolutism of all fanatics. She's talking about those who are promoting the homosexual agenda. She says, helping gays learn how to function heterosexually, if they so wish, is a perfectly worthy aim. We should be honest enough, she writes, to consider whether homosexuality may not indeed be a pausing at the prepubescent stage when children anxiously band together by gender. She is making something that is very clear and very well known, that this could be an arresting of your development, that something happens, you're damaged. Oftentimes, maybe a young boy might get sexually molested by another man, and that has an impact on that young boy wanting to act out homosexually towards other young boys as that young boy grows up.
Yeah, Matt, listen to this quote by John D'Amelio. He's a homosexual professor of history and women's and gender studies at the University of Illinois in Chicago, which is no bastion of conservatism. He says this, quote, what's most amazing to me about the born gay phenomenon is that the scientific evidence for it is thin as a reed, yet it doesn't matter. It's an idea with such social utility that one doesn't need much evidence in order to make it attractive and credible. Queer theory asks us to be skeptical of seeing both gender and sexuality as fixed categories. Who can argue with that? So here we're just another homosexual activist admitting that this born gay stuff is a hoax.
Yeah, and Jane Ward on a homosexual website also says this, but the fact that the born that way hypothesis has resulted in greater political returns for gay and lesbian people doesn't have anything to do with whether it is true. Maybe as gay people, we want to get together and pretend it is true because it is politically strategic, but still, it wouldn't make the idea true. People like to cite, she says, the quote, overwhelming scientific evidence, close quote, that sexual orientation is biological in nature. But show me a study that claims to have proven this, and I will show you a flawed research design. I mean, these are people who themselves are promoting homosexuality. They are homosexuals. And they are pulling away the blinders and showing how naked this particular allegation is that you're born that way and that you can't change.
Well, yeah, listen to Trudy Ring, Matt, a writer for the homosexual magazine The Advocate, you know, rabidly pro-homosexual here. She openly admits the flawed nature of the central argument of homosexual activists that people are born gay. She says this, quote, "For years, much of the case for LGBT rights has been based on the argument that sexual orientation is fixed and immutable. But an increasing body of social science research posits that a sizable number of people experience some degree of fluidity in their sexual and romantic attractions, being drawn to the same gender at one point in their life, the opposite gender at another." And all of these quotes, these are just a small handful, Matt, they blow these politically driven bans on people's sexual self-determination with unwanted same-sex attraction. They blow that political nonsense out of the water.
Yeah, and Nicholas Cummings, who is the former president of the American Psychological Association and someone who was an advocate of declassifying the APA from having it as a mental disorder, said that when he was a chief psychologist at Kaiser from 1959 to 1979, San Francisco's gay and lesbian population burgeoned. "I personally saw more than 2,000 patients with same-sex attraction, and my staff saw thousands more. We worked hard to develop approaches to meeting the needs of these patients. With clinical experience, my staff and I learned to assess the probability of change in those who wished to become heterosexual. Of the patients I oversaw who sought to change their orientation, hundreds were successful." He goes on to speak about how, in fact, this is just a political issue where people try to promote this homosexual agenda and try to prevent change. You know, we're litigating in California and also in New Jersey these laws that ban any counselor from giving counsel to a minor client and their family who seeks to change same-sex sexual attractions, behavior, or identity. Even those individuals who have not acted on same-sex attractions but who have a struggle and they don't want to act on it, they don't consider themselves homosexual, they seek counsel. In those states right now, it's unethical practice to give them that very counsel that will help them and ultimately help them reach their determined objective. We're litigating those cases right now. This is just a political issue, has nothing to do in science.
Well, what's amazing to me is that how they talk out of both sides of their mouth here, as we've just demonstrated, but also that these political activists will try for political purposes and expediency to claim that sexual orientation, as they call it, cannot change. We know that's a lie. While a person's actual biological sex, whether they're male or female, that is somehow a subjective determination, and it can change something that demonstrably cannot change. These people are out of touch at every corner of the spectrum.
They are. In fact, Dr. Howard Fradkin said on the Oprah show that, in fact, there are a number of situations where children develop same-sex attractions after sexual molestation. So this is not something that you're born that way. It is a damaged situation that is in need of the love and the change of Christ that only Christ can give. When we speak of change, we speak of hope. And we ought to be able to give that kind of counsel to those who are seeking it. Go to lc.org. That's lc.org. Liberty Counsel is standing for families, for children who are seeking desperately the right kind of counsel to help them in their various struggles regarding same-sex attractions. And for the counselors who in California, as well as in New Jersey, we represent a couple of counselors who themselves were at one time homosexual or lesbian, and they changed through the power of Jesus Christ. they're not now able to give that testimony to those who seek that kind of counsel because it's considered, quote, unethical practice, close quote, in California and New Jersey. Join with Liberty Counsel as we continue to fight these critically important cases. Go to lc.org, that's lc.org. Also, go to lc.org and sign up for the Awakening 2015. That's the Awakening 2015 in Orlando, Florida on March the 14th. Go to lc.org, sign up today. Franklin Graham and many others are going to be there. We'll see you at the Awakening.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.